Lot of energy in my hands. vision of energy is quickened. This is what enables us to use you in the way that is necessary.
I see.
It would be good for each one of you if at the beginning of each meeting you raised your awareness of this point before we begin any work.
Yes, we do that.
I will leave it to you, my dear friend, that this may be done each time we meet.
Yes.
For just a few of your minutes.
Yes.
Now, because we are few in number this time, we will have some questions if you desire.
Yes, alright. Any questions, Paul?
I did have one, but I'll have to think of it. It's not, I haven't got it right ready yet.
Yeah, okay. George? Any questions?
Yes, there's something I'd like to raise. You talked to us recently about the quickening vibration in spirit and the way the vibration quickens until it is at one with Source. It seems to me there's a very striking parallel in the physical world. Our scientists can accelerate particles of matter, and if a particle such as an electron is accelerated to approach the speed of light, it is said to approach infinite mass. I prefer to think of it as becoming one with its environment, which would seem to be a route to infinite mass. And again, the tiny particle, we are told, can be regarded as a vibration. And it follows that it seems a very striking parallel between, shall I say, the edge of the physical world and the quickening vibration of spirit.
Yes. I am not surprised by this equation you have made. You of intellectual thinking would see this connection. Of course, when you speak of particles and mass and electrons and such, you are speaking of slightly slower vibration as compared to that in our world.
Yes.
I know you understand this.
Oh, yes.
But the parallel is almost a perfect one. Not quite, but I can see the way of your thinking.
Yes, it's almost, I would say, almost as if this edge of the physical world is reaching out as a bridge to the spiritual world. It's probably quite wrong for me to think that, but I'm tempted to see it as almost that.
It is not a bridge. After all, the physical and the spiritual world is intertwined. Can you not see that there has to be the passing from one to the other. Therefore, you might say that the higher vibration of your physical world is the lower vibration of the spiritual world.
Yes.
You must not try to separate the two. After all things within your planet, within the cosmos, belongs to spirit first and foremost.
Yes.
Yes. All vibration is spiritual in the sense that it is intertwined with all things material and physical. Can you understand?
Yes, that's an interesting thought, yes.
So, in your intelligent way of thinking, try to see these things as belonging to each other, rather than trying to separate them. Then you will have a greater understanding.
Yes.
Of
less of a bridge, much more of a merging.
A merging, not a bridge. Yes. That is the best way to put it. I feel these words will give you much to think about this time.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I know you will come back to me and we can continue along these lines. Thank you for your question.
It's interesting.
It's just to tell Sam that I didn't do what he said, spoke to my children about the way I want my body there. And since then I've talked to several people who are going to do the same. So I feel I've started a trend.
Yes. Well, let me say, this, dear friend, that you must be true to your own feelings, your own true self. And after all, what is a physical cup but something that is disposed of by all of you? And for those of you with the awareness in this room, this should not become a problem. Therefore, if you wish to tell others, then that is entirely your free will.
Thank you. Sarah? Yes, the only, I'd just like to go back to the quickening of spirit. When I was talking to my husband and telling him that there is no time in as we know it in the spirit world, and then I went on to tell him about the quickening of spirit, and he said, well, that's time in itself, and I didn't quite know how to explain to him. How would
you will not be able to after this day, because his awareness is not, although his understanding is great, he does not have the spiritual capacity to take on board these things at this time. Therefore, I would say to you, leave him with the simple explanation for now. And little later, we can, with help, explain a little more to him. He will not understand in the proper manner what we would wish to tell him, because of his lack of spiritual knowledge at this time. It is not so much the intellect because of course he has much of that, yes, as you well know. But sometimes the physical intellect interferes with spiritual knowledge.
Right.
He may not understand this, so I would say it is best that the explanation will now be left.
Thank you very much.
I have to say to you this, that the concept of time in our world is little understood by many, many, even those with knowledge, because how can they understand something which they have not experienced? This is the problem in trying to explain these things to you.
Yes.
Could I ask one about time? You yourself obviously have an awareness of our physical time, and wonderfully you come to us on Monday evenings. Does your awareness of our physical time present any difficulty at all?
No. The difficulty lies with you in understanding our understanding.
Ah.
Does that answer your question?
It's got something to think about.
Good. That is what I am trying to achieve. If I send you from this room with thoughts of spiritual activity, thoughts of what you are truly about, then indeed I am beginning to achieve my mission here with you. But as always I say, it is good that we have these question times, because although I know which one of you seeks new knowledge, and of course you now understand that means not new truth, but new knowledge to your understanding, it is best that we confirm for you much that we have spoken about. Therefore, in doing this, you will find that sometimes my answers are very, very simple.
Would it be more of a thought process, the coming together of the physical and the spiritual? We know that we're going to meet here, so is it the thoughts that bring us together?
We, in my world, this again is connected with your time and your understanding of time. We do not see time as you see it, because that is not so. But what we are aware of is the light which exudes from all of you. And we know by the joining together which we do, that when the time is right, we will be here. It is not time as you understand it. This is a difficult topic for you to understand.
Yes, we're just really Sally, would you be able to be in two places at once?
Of course I could, yes.
And may I ask, do you come to any other groups on the earth?
Some aspects of me do.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you know, of course, at first when I came to you, I told you that I was a conglomerate of beings.
Yes.
Again, we enter into deep matters. One has aspect of my soul aspect is here with you. The aspect that is able to lower the vibration to be with you, to join with you. There are parts of my soul aspect which would not be able to join with you in this manner. I do not want to complicate it for you, because it is complicated.
But
you are meeting with me, and I am but one small aspect of the whole of the soul. Do you understand?
Yes. Paul, do you think of your question? Thank you.
No, there's nothing really on my mind at the moment.
Let me say this to our dear friend, that much of his thinking in his quiet moments are answered for him. You know and you feel this, do you not?
Yes, I do. That's one of the problems. I think of these questions and then sometimes they answer themselves.
That is because we are around you when it is needed. It is better for you, if I might say so, that you continue in that way, because much comes to you in your quiet time. But do not doubt it. Be influenced by it, be guided by it, and know that you are surrounded by it.
Thank you. It's very useful.
Can you take any more questions?
Yes.
Could you, perhaps not this evening, but if you could, tell us who collects our thoughts and our prayers, and you know, how does that work?
What I will do, I knew that prayer would again be raised as a topic of discussion. And what I would like to do is to bring to you someone who works along these vibrational lines of prayer, who would impart to you their own knowledge and give you a little more insight into what your prayers are doing and what is being achieved and not achieved by them.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be of interest? Let me say now to you that in 2 more weeks of your earthly time, when we meet again, I will bring to you the person who will speak with you about prayer.
Thank you very much. So in 2 weeks' time, thank you. On a much stranger note to me, I've been sitting in meetings such as this for a long time. I get this, what I call head nodding, my head nods.
Yes.
And I do wonder why. Is it just to let me know that spirit is there?
It is a control. It is spiritual control.
Yeah.
And it is making through the physical being spirit known to you. That is all.
Yes, I
know. You know that it happens quite outside your control.
Yes.
But it is only that the awareness of spirit is within you. It is as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Solomon, is that the same thing with my hands? My hands
move
about a lot.
Yes. It is all to do with what you call the spiritual power, or what we call blending. Mm-hmm. And when the physical and the spirit blend well, then it is that the physical has the awareness of spirit with it. Mm-hmm. That is all.
I see.
And of course, at times such as these, when the blending of each one of you is greater, then we have more control. Perhaps I should not use that word control. That makes it sound like you have no control over your physical being. Of course you have. Shall we say it is the awareness? It is the blending of the physical with our world. That is all. It is nothing to be afraid of. Although I can tell you that some people are. They are afraid of the feelings which it brings. You will find many within your institutions of illness who suffer or think they suffer from what you call madness and voices, when in fact it is that they are channels for us, but because of the human mind, the frailty of the physical being, they cannot.
Such a waste, isn't it?
Yes. But you must not criticize, you must not judge, because they know no better. They are not guided in the proper way.
And what about the people who say they've heard voices that say that they have to kill somebody or whatever? Is it a bad spirit coming through, or what is that?
You must not always assume that physical conditions come from spirit. This has to be corrected within your world. There is a mental illness within a physical being. There are many explanations which I will not enter into this time. But of course, when you are within this physical garb, much that happens within your physical living can create disturbance within the thinking. So do not always assume that these things are spiritually motivated. Each one of you, remember, has control of your lives. You are given free will to use in many different ways. And you must, each one of you, be responsible. And you know this, we have discussed it many times. Each of you are responsible for the lives that you live. Therefore, if mental illness exists, it comes either with that being into this lifetime, or it has been created by the thinking. Do you understand?
Yes.
Be careful in giving spirit, in giving our world judgment for everything that happens in your planet.
Yes.
Although each one is spirit, it does not mean that every action is spirit-motivated. Try to think upon this a little this time also.
So it's free will, really.
I suspect that where voices and music and whatever other things I hear, I suspect when this is happening, one often has control. One can listen or not listen, and one can even enhance the effect, if I may call it that. I recall when I used to ride a motorcycle and the wind rushed past, I fancied I could hear music, and I could I'd concentrate on this or not concentrate on it.
Yes, let me say this to you, my dear friend. Within your world, there is goodness, there is love, there is light. There is music in the wind. There is spirit all around you, in your water, in your blue skies, in all that is about and around you. And yes, the gift of free will to you human beings is your responsibility. Shall we, for example, take the wind that you speak of? The free will could either feel the beauty and the music of the wind, or shall we say, the human thinking could turn that feeling of wind into speed and danger and perhaps even death.
Yes.
Can you see how much control your thinking has?
That's interesting.
Yes.
Beauty surrounds you all, but you must always become aware of it. Again, we come to positive and negative thoughts. And the power, as I have told you on many, many occasions, is the most powerful thing you possess, your thinking, your thought. So please, always try to see this in your everyday living.
That's good advice.
I think for this time you have much that you can think about and go over once more. I hope I have helped to enlighten you on some points of interest.
Thank you very much.
And as I leave you, I wish you much love, much divine light in your lives. And as I ask you to think upon my words, I say to you all, my dear friends, that each one of you feel peace in your life. Until we come together once more, may I say that the divine blessing always be with you.